What happens to your restaurant when DoorDash changes the rules? Last time, I walked through the real math on DoorDash storefront, and the honest conclusion was that owning your own ordering page doesn't save you meaningful money over storefront. It's roughly a wash. I said the real reason to own your Rails is control, not cost, and left it there. This is the part where I actually make that case, because control sounds like a soft, feel-good word right up until the day it isn't, and then it's the only thing that matters. The deal you didn't sign. Every restaurant on DoorDash, marketplace, or storefront is operating under terms DoorDash wrote that DoorDash can rewrite and that you have no vote on. That's not a criticism. It's just what platform means. You don't own the app your customers use to find you. You don't own the ranking logic that decides whether you're the third result or the 30th. You don't own the fee schedule, the delivery radius rules, or the policy for what counts as a violation. DoorDash owns all of it, because DoorDash built all of it, and you're a tenant. Tenants can be good tenants for years. Storefront at 0% commission is a genuinely great deal today. But today is the operative word, and it's worth being honest about what a platform can actually do to you, because it's not hypothetical. It's just business as usual for every platform that has ever grown up and needed to hit different numbers. What's actually changed before? You don't have to imagine this. It's the last 15 years of platform history, on repeat. Delivery apps themselves. Commission rates that started in the single digits, back when apps were courting restaurants to sign up, climbed into the 15-30% range once the apps had the volume and the leverage flipped. App stores. Apple and Google set the rules for what your app is allowed to do, what it can charge, and what cut they take. And both have changed those rules unilaterally, with developers finding out from a policy email. Search and social platforms. Organic reach that used to put your posts in front of your own followers got throttled once the platform needed you to pay for ads to reach the audience you already built. None of this is a conspiracy. It's what happens when a platform's incentives and your incentives are aligned at the start because they need you, and gradually diverge once they don't need you quite as badly. DoorDash Storefront is in the needs you phase right now. It's a retention product built to keep restaurants who are angry about marketplace commission from leaving DoorDash entirely. That's exactly why the terms are good. It's also exactly why the terms are not a promise. The specific risks, not just the vibe. It's easy to wave at platform risk in the abstract. Here's what it actually looks like for a restaurant running on Storefront. The 0% can move. Nothing structurally prevents DoorDash from introducing a storefront transaction fee, a platform fee, or a tiered pricing model tomorrow. You'd find out the way everyone finds out: an email, a dashboard banner, 30 days notice if you're lucky. Delivery pricing isn't yours to negotiate. The 7-9 flat Dasher fee is set by DoorDash's marketplace, not by you. If that number moves, your cost per order moves with it, and you have no lever to pull. Your ordering page can change under you. Storefront's checkout flow, its branding, its upsell prompts, even whether it nudges the customer toward the DoorDash app for faster delivery, that's DoorDash's product decision, not yours, because it's DoorDash's product. Access itself isn't guaranteed. Accounts get suspended for policy violations, chargebacks, or algorithmic false positives, same as on any platform. When that happens on your own ordering page, it's a bug you fix. When it happens on Storefront, it's a support ticket into a queue, and your ordering page is offline until someone on the other end resolves it. None of these are catastrophic on their own. Stacked together, they describe a business whose ordering channel can be repriced, reshaped, or switched off by someone else's decision. Not yours. Why this doesn't show up in the monthly math? I showed the numbers last time. Owning your stack costs about the same as Storefront, month to month. That's true, and I'm not walking it back. But monthly math is the wrong lens for platform risk, because platform risk isn't a monthly cost. It's a tail risk, low probability in any given month, high impact when it lands, and it compounds the longer you depend on the thing that can change. It's the same reason a business carries insurance it never files a claim on. The average month, insurance is a pure cost with no visible return. The one month it isn't, it's the only thing that mattered. Platform independence works the same way. Cheapish to maintain, invisible, until the day DoorDash changes something and every restaurant still fully dependent on marketplace or storefront finds out at the same time, with the same lack of options. What owning it actually buys you? Not savings. These, specifically, you see it coming. When you control the checkout, a fee change is a decision you make and communicate to your customers on your timeline, not an email you receive. You can't be deplatformed from your own business. Suspend an account, change a policy, shut down a product line. None of it can take your ordering page offline because it's not sitting on anyone else's infrastructure. You keep the customer relationship, not a mediated version of it. Email addresses, order history, repeat customer patterns, yours to use for a loyalty program or a Slow Tuesday promo. Not locked inside a platform whose interest is keeping that customer inside the platform too. You compound. Every improvement you make to a page you own stays yours. Every improvement DoorDash makes to storefront is a feature you're renting that can be changed or removed in the next release. That's the case for control. It was never really about this month's invoice. What I'd actually tell you to do, same order as last time, because the math hasn't changed and neither has the advice. On marketplace commission? Storefront is still the right move today. Free is free. Go turn it on. Already on storefront? You're in the good part of the relationship. Use it. But don't mistake good deal right now for permanent arrangement. And don't build 5 years of business strategy on top of a checkout page you don't control. Planning past this year? Start treating ownership of your ordering rails the way you'd treat any other risk you can see coming. Not urgent, but not something you want to start thinking about for the first time on the day the terms change. What I'm building still. Same disclosure as always, I'm building an ordering and point of sale platform. Your ordering page, your processor, your customer data. Running on infrastructure nobody can repossess. It's built. It's not live yet. And I'd rather you know that than pretend otherwise. If the platform risk argument is the one that actually lands for you, if you've had the what happens if they change the deal thought before, not just this week, the email box below is where I tell you when it's ready. Everything else on this blog stays free either way. Go run storefront today. Just don't confuse a good deal with a guaranteed one.